We are in Simen Reshit Aleph, the order of brachas, and we are up to Sif Hei. So what did we learn? That if you have different fruits with the same bracha, the halacha is that Shivas Haminim will have Kedima. The Rambam sheet is that Chaviv does. We paskin Shivas Haminim has Kedima. If none of them are from Shivas Haminim, then Shalem will come first. If they're all Shleimim or they're all not Shleimim, then Chaviv will come first. If they're different brachas, so the halacha is the bracha of Mazonis comes first. After that comes the bracha on Geffen. After that, the halacha will be that the chaviv would come. If one of them is a shakol and the other one is a specialized bracha, then the specialized bracha would win out over shakol. Other than that, shivas haminim comes first, and then all other things being equal, then eitz would also come before adama. Within shivas haminim, we saw that whatever is closer to the word Eretz, that has Kedima. Says the Mechaber now. Ha dechita usora kodmim. That the Chita and Sora have the Kedima because they are of the Shivas Haminim. Dafka sha'osa mehem tafshel opas. That's only if they became Mazonis. You made a dish out of them, or you made a bread out of them. That means Hamotzi and Mazonis come first. In fact, Hamotzi comes before everything, we'll see. Aval, Hakosis Chita, Shebirchaso Bore Pri Adama. If someone eats raw wheat berries, we're in a place that is normal. Its bracha is Bore Pri Adama. Eina Kodemus Lebirkas Bore Pri Eitz. It would not come before Bore Pri Eitz. Why is that? It loses its chashivas of shivas haminim since it hasn't been cooked or baked. The Magen Avraham wants to say that that this is only if the Borei Priha Eitz is chaviv. But if the Borei Priha Eitz is not chaviv, then the min shiva would come first. And we wouldn't say the Borei Priha Eitz first. According to the Gra, there is no din min shiva altogether when the chita and sora are not cooked, which means even if you have a borei priya eitz and neither one is chaviv, you have a borei priya eitz and a borei priya adama, and the borei priya adama is over one of is chita usora, but they haven't been cooked. The Gra says the halachi is that the borei priya eitz would come first. Chaviv doesn't the fact that it's shivas haminim would not win even when there is no chaviv whatsoever. Says the Ramana, Hagah birkas hamotzi kodemus the birkas bar minim mizonis. The first bracha is always hamotzi. Then comes mizonis. V'kolshkin l'shar bracha, certainly to other brachas. V'yafal pisha dover asheni chashiv o chaviv olav. Nevertheless, the bracha itself, regardless of what the food is like, say the bread is not made of chito osora. Nevertheless, hamotzi comes first. After that, Mazonis will come. And after that, we saw Bari Priyagafin will come. After that, V'chol Hodi Amrinon, now says the Rama. Everything that we're talking about, Kodom Lachavei Rohainu Sherotza Lechol Mishnehem. This is what the Mishnah Berurah pointed out before. It's only if you feel like eating both of them now. Lochein Yesh Lahakdim Achaviv Lo Achashiv. That's why there's a din of Chaviv Achashiv. Avalim Eina wrote Selechol Mishneim. Let's say I only feel like eating one. Kedima bebrachas is not machayev me to eat the other. Eina mevarach lachal zesh wrote Selechol. Afal pisha gam hasheni munach lefonav. Even if the second one is in front of you. And the Mishnah Berurah also says, what happens if I want to eat one of them first, but it's not in front of me? I am not machayev to wait until it shows up. So that if right I have what I have in front of me now, I can make a bracha on even if it's last on the list of kedima. V'chol zed etzorach lahaktim haynu dafka lachatchila. The din kedim is only lachatchila. Avlem ovru birach al hasheni. What happens if I made the bracha on the one that you're supposed to make the bracha on second? Im habrachas shavis yotze. If the brachas are equal, I don't have to make another bracha on the other one. V'in tzorach lachsu levarach al zesh lahilo lahaktim. Ubilvad sheidato gamkein olov bibrachoso, as long as you had kavanah to be motziit. Says the Mishnah Berurah. The halachi is that if I make a bracha on something and I have another min in front of me that has the same bracha, so I don't have to make a bracha on that second one. But that is called greira. It is schlepped along. It is secondary. There's no halacha of greira on something that is more chashev than the one I made the bracha on. Therefore, what happens if I had one of shivas haminim in front of me? I was supposed to make a bracha on the shivas haminim. Instead, I made a bracha on something that was not shivas haminim. So the halacha is, if I had explicit kavana to cover it, it's fine. But if I didn't have explicit kavana and it's only working with greira, a non-shivas haminim cannot be motzi a shivas haminim unless I had explicit kavana, because it's not chashev enough. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah something very interesting. Since there's a machlokis, which one I'm supposed to make a bracha on, right? The halacha is, according to the Rambam, when the chaviv always comes before shivas haminim, we paskin that if it's the same bracha, the halacha is that the shivas haminim comes first. But since, according to the Rambam, the other min comes, the chaviv will come first, if one of them is chaviv, so here, really, it would be a safek brachas, because according to the Rambam, the chaviv is really the more chashev one. So if I, by mistake, followed the Rambam, instead of making a bracha on the shivas haminim, I made a bracha on the chaviv, you can't tell me I wasn't motzi the shivas haminim because it's more chashev. According to the Rambam, it's less chashev because the chaviv is more chashev. Not only that, but let's say you're doing things right. Let's say you made the bracha on the shivas haminim because the halacha said so. L'chatchila, you should have explicit das to be motzi the non-shivas haminim if the other one is really the chaviv, since according to the Rambam, that's the more chashev one. So if the shivas haminim is also chaviv, no problem. But if your shivas haminim is not the chaviv, and you want to be motzi something else that is the chaviv, the halacha would be, make the bracha on shivas haminim and have explicit das to cover the one that is chaviv, because it's working with, otherwise it would have been working with greira, and according to the Rambam, that is the more chashev one, and you wouldn't be yotza on it. Now, another thing the Mishnah Berurah says, if you're eating in the house of somebody else, you rely on his das. That's never greira, it's like explicit das. So there, even if you made a bracha on a simple fruit at the beginning of the meal, and then they bring you shivas haminim for dessert, the halacha will be that the bara priyates at the beginning of the meal cover that, because we always go with the das of the balabayis.